Item 395, request of Brian Hance to address council regarding bike theft task force efforts.
Interesting. Good morning.
Morning. My name is Brian Hance. I'm here to talk about bike theft. I will be brief. I'm the co-founder of bikeindex.org. We are a nonprofit bike registration and recovery service. We let people index and list their bikes in our service for free as a general theft prevention measure and to prove provenance and ownership. Here in Portland, we work with over 20 bike shops, the Portland Police Bureau's Bike Theft Task Force, bikeportland.org, and others. We also work with similar entities in Washington, California, and across the nation. Last year, we held many public events in conjunction with the task force, and I'm here to share just a little quick notes on our efforts around that. In short, the lowest hanging fruit when it comes to fighting bike theft in Portland is having a really simple, free resource that bike shops and citizens and law enforcement can use to quickly determine a bike's rightful owner. And that's what the bike index is. It's a pretty big economic impact. It's one of those niche things, but once you look at it, in 2014, Oregon Live reported that over 2,000 bikes had been stolen in Portland. Their best estimate was roughly $1 million. In 2016, we, the bike index, clocked just over 1,200 bikes, and we've recovered just under 200 of those, so it's definitely an uphill battle. And honestly, it's not about the dollar amounts. Bike thefts are typically always tied to burglaries, property crimes, drugs, and a whole litany of other incidents here in Portland. And statistics show that bike theft is just one of those big reasons that people stop biking. After the third or fourth bike gets stolen, people just, you know, they get sick of it and they get right back in their cars. And that's what we're trying to avoid here in Portland especially. The black market for stolen bikes also does real economic damage to our local shops. It's impossible for bike shops to compete with thieves who can make 100% profit on the stolen bikes that they can fence online and anonymously. It's direct competition with our local retailers, and it's the estimates are also sort of wildly enormous. We know that there are direct positive results when we get people here in Portland to register their bikes with the task force. The more you register, the more you recover. It's one of those no-brainer things. Indexing your bike is like vaccinating it against theft. It's once it's done, it's harder to sell, it's harder to fence, it's easier to identify, and it takes 60 seconds. But much like vaccinations, it only works if we get a critical threshold of bikes actually listed in the system. So we hustle pretty hard to get people to participate here in Portland. So this year, again, we'll be doing the same thing. We'll be right back out there at Sunday Parkway signing people up. And I would ask everyone here, please come by and say hello. Even better, you can do this right here tomorrow. If any of you ride or your staff ride, the Portland Bike Theft Task Officers will be outside from 10 to 2 registering bikes in the courtyard. It takes 60 seconds. It's free. We would love it if you could spread the word and come by and list your bikes. Again, it's the easiest thing you can do to protect that asset here in Portland. Please take 5 minutes. It would be great. We would love to protect more bikes here in Portland, and if you'd like to know just a little bit more about our efforts, swing by, and we'd love to talk to you.
Mr. Hance, I have a quick question. A couple years ago, I had my bike stolen.
I recall, yes.
And the police indicated to me that there was a chance it would be in a chop shop and the parts would be sold off. So does registration still work when a thief is...
Yes, because what often will happen is the person who then purchases it takes it home, and the first thing they find out is that it has been reported stolen. This happens constantly with eBay and all these local sales apps and Craigslist transactions. It's a daily occurrence with us.
And the second question, sir, is what I learned after my bike was stolen when I went to a bike shop is they said I need to upgrade my lock. And so that's, I think it's a two-prong approach.
It is a constant refrain, yes.
So what advice do you have for consumers about the level of lock that
they have? The Theft Task Force actually had a great lock giveaway program last year where if you came by with a substandard, subpar lock, they would give you a free hardened U-lock. I'm waiting to see if that's going to happen this year. But the general advice is, you know, buy the biggest, baddest, most expensive, strongest lock that you can find. You know, I like to use the term weapons grade. You know, buy a lock that looks scary. And that usually does the trick. Having said that, you know, closest distance between two points is a thief and a desire, and we've seen some pretty amazing ways that those locks are defeated, so I say buy two. As silly as it sounds, buy two.
So. I have a follow-up question also.
Yes.
When you register cats, they get a microchip installed.
Yes.
Associated. So how? What kind of process is there for the registration?
Right now, it's basically we only rely on the serial number that's stamped in the steel. There's a number of technological reasons that, unfortunately, we can't ship bikes like we ship cats. Yes.
Right. So they have a serial number like a car has a VIN number.
They do, yes. And okay. It's located. It's pretty easy. One of the main things that the Theft Task Force people do is educate riders on real quickly. You flip your bike upside down, how to find it, how to locate it.
And every bike has one.
Correct.
Fabulous.
And that's actually what they do at these sign-up events. They'll do the work for you and just show it.
Find it.
Yes.
Thank you. That's very
Thank
helpful.
You very much.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that. So that was bikeindex.org.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.